Hey, you guys, welcome to another episode of Vocab with John and Angel.
Hi, John. Hello, you guys.
Today, we're going to be talking about Elon Musk.
Oh, Elon Musk. My idol.
The man of the hour.
Oh, yeah.
Right? The main man of the hour.
Mm-hmm.
He's been on the news for a while now.
Oh, right.
And I think at the time of uploading this particular episode, I think he's done some damage. He's already done some damage. I can already see that. You know, there are big waves coming.
Oh, there's big waves coming.
There are big waves coming. Definitely. And these big waves are made by Elon. And as a fellow South African, I'm kind of proud. Right? But obviously, his relationship with South Africa is not all that great because, you know, he grew up being bullied.
Oh, yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Grew up being bullied. So I think at the age, just before adolescence, he left, right? They moved to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's sort of born in South Africa. He sort of grew up in South Africa, but most of the time he spent in Northern America.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty American anyway.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, there's that little connection that we got with
Elon. Still got some connections with him, yes.
Yes, and you can hear from his accent, he's not exactly speaking very...
Natives.
Yeah, he's not very speaking very Americanized accent.
Uh-huh.
You know, and not very Canadian either. So I'm glad he still kept a little bit of his South African accent. Yes.
You can still see the root.
I guess. Mm-hmm. But he, you know, physically, he doesn't look very South African.
Oh, yeah.
To be honest. Mm. Yeah. So anyways, with Elon, what happened with Elon?
He bought a lot of companies.
He created a lot of companies.
Oh, he created a... Yeah.
And now, you know, the companies you mentioned now is he's trying to acquire Twitter.
Twitter.
Yes, he's trying to acquire Twitter. I mean, SpaceX, Tesla, all these companies, he created them. He created them. Yes, there's a little bit of an argument whether he created or he bought Tesla. You know, we can debate about that. You know, there's a little story about that because technically he felt that he is the true founder of Tesla.
Isn't he?
He considers himself the true founder of Tesla. Tesla was a company that existed. It was under a different name.
Oh.
That was not the name of the company.
Okay.
Okay. But the car was named Tesla.
Uh-huh.
And because he knew about the project, the Tesla project, so he basically bought the team.
Oh.
And so there was an argument between him and the, you know, the
founder
of that company saying that he's not the true founder of Tesla, that the original guy is, not Elon, but Elon very much against that. He says, the time I saw you guys weren't a running company and you guys had a product named Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
The company was not even named Tesla.
Right.
Okay. Hmm. So he's the founder. SpaceX, SolarCity, now it's under Tesla. So Elon is a legend. And before that, PayPal, before that, something, X.com or something. I remember something like that. So he's a legend now.
Mm-hmm.
So no doubt about that. But his new Twitter acquisition is really leaving a lot of people scratching their heads, right?
Yes. Mm.
News a couple of weeks ago started saying, oh, Elon is trying to buy shares of Twitter. And people were like, huh? Why? Why do you want to waste money on Twitter? You can buy fruits. Buy fruits for your vitamin C, you know, buy fruits and vegetables for your family.
That's more practical, right?
Yeah. Mm. There's a food crisis. Mm-hmm. Come on, look at the Ukraine-Russia war. I mean, there's a food crisis. So, you know, buy that. That's more useful than buying Twitter stocks. But no, he bought, you know, he went ahead and then a week later, he bought 9%. He became the major shareholder.
Mm-hmm.
And then people were like scratching their heads again and thinking,
hi.
I know. We all know you got a lot of money.
Yes.
But seriously, you could do so much better.
You can do better than that.
You can definitely do better than that. You can buy TSMC and, you know, everybody would love you.
Oh, yes, yes.
You can buy Sharp. People will love you.
So why Twitter?
Why Twitter?
Mm.
Why Twitter? Of all social media platforms, why Twitter?
Twitter. Do you use Twitter by yourself?
My account was opened in 2009.
Oh, 2009.
I had a Twitter account 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, I'd never used it.
It was
cool to have an account, like Hotmail, you know, back in the day.
Right.
Cool to have a Hotmail account, but again, you never use it.
Yes.
Everybody uses Gmail now. Nobody uses Hotmail.
Hotmail.
So if I were to send any emails from my Hotmail account, then people would know how old I am.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. But I'm not going to tell people. I actually
don't have...
Before Hotmail, I had a GeoCities mail.
Oh.
See, Angel, you've never heard about that.
That's
GeoCities. GeoCities. GeoCities.
Okay. I've never heard of that.
It's a service no longer existent.
Oh.
I had my first email from GeoCities.
I thought everybody's first mail in Taiwan, I mean, is yahoo.com.
Yahoo or MSN.com.
Oh, yeah. Before that?
Yes.
Oh, before that?
Way before that.
Oh, my gosh.
Way before that.
Let's not talk about the history.
Yes, way before that. Yes. And I'm yes. I don't want to.
All right,
talk
Gmail.
About that.
Everybody using Gmail nowadays. And the Twitter.
I look in the mirror and I tell myself, I grew up with Gmail already.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up with Instagram. Uh huh. Yeah.
That's our only social media platform.
Yes. I try not to tell people I had GeoCities and Hotmail. But yes, I do. I still do.
Okay.
And I have Yahoo and I have yahoo.com.tw mail.
Okay.
Gosh, you know, back in the day, you know, you cannot own a Ferrari, but you can own multiple email accounts.
Right.
You tell people you have many, many, many. Email accounts. Yes, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Back in the day. So those were the good old days. Twitter goes back way back, even before Facebook, I have to say. And Twitter, we didn't call it social media back in 2009. It was just a messaging platform. It was a platform.
Oh, just a platform.
Yeah. No. Nobody really
considered it as a social media.
Yeah. No. Nobody used that word social media until very late, until 2013. Then it became a term. It became an economy. It became everything. Back in 2009, it was just a platform. It was just cool to have one, like an email. That's it.
Information exchanging platform.
No, not even information exchange. You know, people would just write.
Whatever
nonsense.
They want to. Oh, yeah. Okay.
It'd be like a daily blog thing. You know, like, I just had a cool ice cream.
That's it.
YOLO. That's it. You know, that was Twitter back in the day. It was nothing. It was just like a place where you can write your daily little journals, and it had character limitations.
Oh, yeah.
Per message.
140, right?
Yes. And back in the day, 2009, no pictures, only text.
How about now?
Of course, you can have pictures now.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I haven't used it for a while. Of course, you know, the videos and pictures is now a must today.
Right.
But before then, when they were competing with Facebook, they had that unique selling point of they're just text messages. It's easier to read and it's communication first platform. Whereas Facebook, it's not communication first. It's like a blog with pictures and videos and things like that. So it's more multimedia platform.
Yeah.
And no limitations on the number of words, but most people, again, on Facebook don't write that long of an article.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Only much later people develop this whole blogging thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's terrible because I
become a diary. Open diary.
You know, it was like 300 words, 400 words, and now, you know, some people write up to 1,000 words.
At
it's crazy on Facebook. It's crazy now. But Twitter remained true to their original selling point of the limitations in the character. So you got to be very careful of what you put out there, right? You only have so many characters.
Oh, yes. You need to choose your word carefully. Otherwise.
Yeah. And obviously, Twitter was the birthplace of a lot of emojis and all these internet terms came from Twitter. Because there are limitations. How do you fit all these things, all these words in 140 characters? You have
it's
only
very
space
difficult.
140.
Mm.
Yes. So that's where the CU and the BTWs and all that, all those internet jargons. Yeah, all those fancy terms, internet terms came along. That's when it came along because of Twitter.
Oh, I see.
Not because of Facebook.
Because of Twitter. Oh,
there's no limit. There's no limit on Facebook. You can write whatever you want. So you will write everything in full.
Yeah, but
on Twitter, you know, when you read Twitter, you're like, what the heck is this guy saying? Because they're using a lot of acronyms. They're using a lot of abbreviations because it's limited.
Oh, that's the point. Oh, I see.
Yeah, and obviously, much, much later, Twitter was forced to include photo features, photos and videos.
They have no choice. They have to follow the trend, right?
They had to compete with Facebook. Yes. Facebook made it big with their advertising models. And then Twitter is also going that way with their advertising models, hoping to make money as a platform. But in Asia, Twitter is not a thing. Only in Japan.
Only in Japan. Yeah.
Only in
Japan.
That's
what I find interesting.
Yes. Only in Japan. They are fine writing limited text. They're happy with that.
They're happy with that.
They're happy with that. In Taiwan, we're not.
We're not.
Yes. We
want to speak whatever we want to say.
Not only that, and I think we very spoiled with multimedia. So we like videos. We like GIFs.
We are spoiled.
Yeah. We like pictures. Mm-hmm. We like these motion graphics and all sorts of stuff. So we prefer Facebook. Today, Facebook is still the most active platform in Taiwan.
Yeah. Right.
And then the next most active platform in Taiwan is Instagram. Yes. And then it's YouTube. And then it's all the rest of the other social media platforms. And Twitter is just, you know, I don't know. I don't even think they make top 10 in Taiwan. Twitter is just non-existent. I speak to people and I say, hey, do you have a Twitter account? No.
End of story.
Yeah. 10 out of 10 people don't use Twitter.
I do have a Twitter account, but I never use it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But would you use it after now Elon Musk acquired it?
Probably not.
I would.
You would?
I would. He's promoting freedom of speech. So I can say whatever I want on Twitter now.
Oh, yeah. The freedom of speech.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And he will most likely not be on Facebook and all the other platforms anymore. If you want to know more about Elon Musk, you probably have to go to Twitter.
Oh, okay.
It's like Clubhouse, right? When Elon Musk was on Clubhouse, everybody went to Clubhouse
to
hear what he has to say.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And now it's Twitter. And now it's his own company. So why not?
Why not?
I would probably, you know, go back to Twitter just for Elon Musk.
Do you remember your password, everything?
No, I'll create a new account.
Yeah.
I'll have to create a new account.
That will be easier.
I'll have to create a new account. I don't know. If I can do the forget password thing, yeah, maybe. But right now, no.
Too long. Yeah. Make a new one. Yes.
Password. I'll have to make a new one.
So what's the story behind why Elon Musk wanted to support the freedom of speech? Do you know anything about it?
I mean,
has he been banned for some reason?
You know, I like the way you mentioned it because, yes, it's a story. Because we, the normal people, we're sort of following him on news.
Mm-hmm.
So he's never been very open, right? He's never interviewed, well, so far, yeah. Right now. At the time of recording, he hasn't attended any interviews where he opened up and he told his story, right? Mm-hmm. Explained the whole thing. But from pieces of news articles and what he sort of mentioned to people and the way he's tweeting right now, you know, so there was the censorship going on at Twitter where obviously it hit a nerve with Elon.
Mm.
He believes that social media platforms should stay neutral. You are just a platform.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to please either the creator or the consumers.
Mm-hmm.
You don't please anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You
are
create
platform.
The platform.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same thing with eBay, right? If we see eBay as a platform, then it should work for both buyers and sellers and not only work for the buyer and not the seller.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's what he believes in because that's his philosophy of tech.
Mm-hmm.
Because tech treats everybody equal.
Equal, yeah.
But if somebody uses tech for their own good, then you're taking advantage of tech. There's nothing wrong with that. But he's got this philosophy of what platforms should be. So he's very upset with that. And obviously, he's got an axe to grind with Twitter. It's become some sort of a battleground.
Oh.
Yes. Airing your opinion or making a stand.
Oh, making a stand. Uh-huh. Yeah. I see.
So he's made some waves there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but buying the company that you have an axe to grind with, it's just savage. It's savage. You know, it's like Ferrari doesn't want to sell me a car, so I'm going to buy the whole freaking company. It's savage.
It's savage, but your pocket is deep enough. You can do whatever you want.
Sure, sure. He demonstrated his power with his wallet, of course. I think that's fine for the richest man on Earth. He's probably going to be the richest man on Earth for a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But again, I admire that, you know, there's a phrase saying, you put the money where your mouth is. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what he did. He put the money where his mouth is, right? His actions.
Oh, his actions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When he says, look, I'm going to fight for freedom and that's where my money's going to be. And he's demonstrated that. And I mean, I admire him for it. But now, what about Jeff Bezos? What about Bill Gates? What about Warren Buffett? Are these rich guys going to start buying stuff and then, you know, making a stand? Oh my gosh. Cannot imagine that.
Oh, yeah.
If you think about it, Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos walking on the street, together, they are worth about a third of this earth.
That much?
In GDP terms, they are worth a third of the countries on earth. In GDP terms.
These two guys,
these two billionaires together, standing on the street, I mean, they're more powerful technically than presidents and unions, the European Union.
Right.
They're almost as powerful as European unions, almost as powerful as any of the super nations today in the world. Two guys.
Just two guys.
Two guys. Mm-hmm. And let's not talk about their social influence. That's just pure economic influence.
Just solid economic-wise.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
These two guys. I cannot imagine the top 10 richest people on earth started doing this. You know, like, I love ketchup or I love Coca-Cola. I'm just going to buy Coca-Cola because Heinz is not making good tomato sauce. So I'm going to buy Heinz and I'm going to change it. Like, what? What? Okay, so I'm a little worried about that. But still, on the one hand, I mean, I sort of see where he's going at.
Uh-huh.
You know, tech is very different to today commodities or oil or things like that. I sort of understand, but it's just out of this world. Nobody has done this before, and I don't think you'll be the last one to do this.
Right.
It's just, I don't think it's good. It's a cool thing to do.
Oh, it's a thing that if you are able to do so, you can do so. Like he's
demonstrating. You should do so.
Oh, right.
Should you do so? If you're the richest man on earth, should you do this? Or should you really think twice?
Because
he is that powerful, but at the same time, he's still just another human being.
All right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, wow, you know, it's very challenging times. I don't know how to tell my kids about Elon Musk, you know, like whether to use him as an example of, okay, you know, work hard, go to school, you know, be an entrepreneur, make money, and then buy all the ketchup you want. Or, you know,
buy the company you don't like.
Yeah, buy the companies you don't like and change it. You know, that's how you change the world.
Yes.
You put your money where your mouth is. That's it. And then this is when things got real, I think, because... Next, what the board of directors at Twitter do, they thought, oh my gosh, right? He's going to buy us out. He's now a major shareholder. Mm-hmm. Let's welcome him on the board.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They did. They welcomed him on the board. And Elon declined.
Oh, he declined?
He declined. And the CEO made an announcement saying, you know, he declined and it's for the best, blah, blah, blah. Thank you very much. And then, right after that, he actually went on to buy more shares.
Oh.
He was looking to buy more shares.
Mm-hmm.
And then the board of directors got worried, like, okay, so where is this going?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like he's for real. This is not a joke. Mm. He's for real. He wants to buy the company. He wants to take the company private. Okay.
That's serious.
Yeah. Then I think that's when it hit them. And then that week, I don't know if you remember, there was news about a term poison pill.
A poison pill.
Yeah. So the board of directors decided to take the strategic approach of this poison pill policy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe our 15 minutes fam can explain to us, you know, come on the podcast and explain to us how poison pill works. But what I understand from it is it's some sort of a policy or contractual policy between the board of directors that when somebody is in a hostile takeout, buyout like this, this can actually prevent
from doing so.
Yeah, it prevent Elon from a hostile buyout.
Okay.
I don't know how it works, but this poison pill is like, it sounds bad. It's like a suicide pill for the board of directors, but it just means that they're sticking together to fight against hostile buyouts.
Mm-hmm.
But the latest this week is they agreed to sell everything to Elon Musk. So, I mean, every week there's a different turn of events. It's better than a drama. I think before the end of the year, Netflix will create a new movie, right?
Out of this.
They're probably going to create it. Yeah, they created a movie out of Facebook. They created a movie out of something. It's time to create a movie for Twitter, to be honest. Right. You know, this whole buyout, right? And, you know, get Anne Hathaway. To get Anne Hathaway on board. And, you know, get Danny DeVito and get you know, all these guys. I don't know. Get some superstars on this and then people will watch it.
Well, sure.
It's drama. Mm. It's drama. Every week there's something new with Elon and Twitter.
Yeah, he got so many news.
He got so much news. Yeah. He creates news. He is news. He's got social influence. He's got economic influence. He is the de facto influencer of today. And remember a while back, you know, on Clubhouse, that's when he was talking about cryptocurrency.
Oh, yeah.
Bitcoin skyrocketed because of him.
Mm.
Clubhouse boomed because of him.
Yes. And now he is not on Clubhouse anymore, right?
No, he's not. Oh, okay. No, he's not. Mm. I don't know. I mean, he's mysterious. Who knows what he's thinking about today? I mean, tomorrow maybe he will, I don't know, want to go to not only Mars, go to the sun.
Go to the sun.
Or maybe shoot the sun down. You never know. Like, oh, here, you know. So SpaceX is going to shoot the sun down because the sun sucks.
Oh. But I think in the future, you will never be surprised what Elon Musk want to do. Like, okay, he's capable of doing anything.
But again, I'm scared that that will influence the kids today and then make them think they can do whatever they want.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Right?
Yes.
If you got a little bit of money, if you got a little bit of fame, and this is what you can do, change the world, ha ha ha. Okay, yeah, really? You're not Elon Musk.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's cool what he's doing. There's only one Iron Man, one Tony Stark. We don't need another Tony Stark. He's unique in that sense. And the people tolerate him because he's unique in that sense. Imagine if we have a group of
Tony Stark.
Yeah. Imagine that. That's terrible.
That's terrible. And if all those Tony, they have different like opinions.
Yeah.
It's going to be the end of the world.
We're doomed.
Yeah, we're doomed.
Just a couple of people and we're doomed. We just need a couple of these crazy guys and we're gone. We're done.
It's not right.
Yeah, it's just weird.
It's not right.
That's what I'm afraid of. You know, it's kind of cool now, but let's not make it a thing. Kudos to him for making the effort. But honestly, I can't educate my kids this
way. There should be some standards. Border.
I mean, where do you draw the line from now? Like, how does this work? I'm concerned, to be honest. But, you know, coming back to Twitter, a lot of things I think people don't know is... There are special terms. There are a lot of special terms related to Twitter. One of the terms is a tweet.
A tweet.
Tweet. T-W-E-E-T.
Tweet.
A lot of people don't know that's what you call a message in Twitter.
Oh, that's
a tweet. A tweet. A message on Twitter is not a message. It's a tweet.
Like a post in Facebook?
Yeah.
Oh, a tweet.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. A tweet.
Like when your boss emails you, you won't say, oh, my boss sent a post. It doesn't work that way.
Uh-huh.
So post is for Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And for Twitter, it's tweet.
A tweet. Okay.
A tweet. And the action of messaging, the verb is also a tweet. T-W-E-E-T. I am tweeting my girlfriend.
Oh.
I'm tweeting my wife now. Okay. Tweeting.
Can I say, I am tweeting you my tweet?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah?
Yes.
That's the sentence?
I'm tweeting you a tweet.
I'm tweeting you a tweet. Tweet, tweet? Okay. All right.
Yes. There we go. So thanks to Twitter, we got new terms.
Okay. What if I want to share your tweet?
Share my tweet.
Mm-hmm.
Now some people say at, right? You got to at the person. But in Twitter universe, it's called a retweet.
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 Retweet. Okay.
It's like a reply to your tweet.
Uh-huh.
Retweet.
Oh, I have heard it in some YouTubers when they want to agree. I mean, in real life, they want to agree with someone other's idea and then say, hey, shall we go party tonight? Retweet.
Exactly. That's like, you know, I'm okay. I'm going to share it.
So it's not only within the Twitter world.
Well, because they live so much on Twitter, they're taking it to the real life. It's like sort of a bridge between offline and online worlds, I guess. In the future, metaverse, that's what's going to be because you have to know the lingo, the language on both sides. That's how you survive, because during the day you work like this, but at night you're like, you know, you're on metaverse. So so I think slowly, you know, already with Twitter now, with what Web 2.0 that we have, we are seeing this phenomenon already. So that's why grandmas won't understand. Grandmas who never tweet or don't have Twitter, they won't understand what retweet means.
Retweet. Now I'm going to use it more often. Retweet.
In Taiwan, it's not really caught on yet, but you never know. After Elon takes the company private and more people in Taiwan use Twitter, yeah, it'll change. It'll change. We will hear people using the word tweet and retweet or tweeting
more often.
So that's what I found a lot of people in Taiwan is unaware of.
Yes.
Because they will say a message.
A message, yeah.
They'll say, oh, you write a message on Twitter. No, it's not.
Oh, you'll be laughed.
It's a tweet.
At using these words, right?
No, I mean, nobody will laugh at you because nobody knows.
Okay. All right.
You know, like being English instructor, I correct people and I'm like, no, it's called a tweet.
Not the message.
It's not a message. Mm-hmm. You don't say, I'm writing a message on Facebook. You write a post.
Right. Don't get confused.
You're posting a post on Facebook.
I tweet a tweet.
There we go.
I'll make sentence. I tweet a tweet.
Yes.
How about the DM? Is the same, right? Direct message is the same.
For a lot of platforms, they also have a DM feature that's sort of carried over. I think DM is more like a function of a common functionality of most of the platforms. Uh-huh. So Instagram DM, Facebook DM, and Twitter DM.
Twitter,
there's no real DM, but they do have that feature. They never started with that because Twitter was supposed to be a broadcast medium. Whatever you say gets known and heard by everybody. Mm-hmm. That's sort of, but they do have the DM function now.
Oh, they do have.
They do have like like an inbox thing now. But again, that's not by original design, no.
Mm-hmm. But it, compared to Facebook or Instagram, it's like the real time, right? It's my, when you post like earthquake, and hashtag earthquake, and everybody will follow you in earthquake.
I think you can also schedule a tweet. I believe that's also available today. I'm not sure, so you guys let me know because, you know, my account's being suspended. It's been...
Over
I don't remember my
years.
Password, so it's been there since 2009. And honestly, back then, I never tweeted.
Oh, you?
I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I used it to follow people. It was like trying to hear what people have to say.
Mm-hmm.
I followed Bill Gates, I think. Back then, it was Bill Gates, yes. And I followed Warren Buffett. I followed all these sites. All these news sites, you know, to get news, to get like a one line, two line headlines. Yeah, that's what I used it for back then. I never tweeted.
Okay, so let's do it. Open a new Twitter account.
Yeah, we should.
Mm.
And wait for Elon Musk, the emperor, to arrive. to grace the Twitter universe.
Grace, yes.
My gosh.
So what's the first tweet you are going to tweeting? If you have a new Twitter account, so hard. The first tweet.
I don't know. I'll probably write, all hail Elon Musk, right? And, you know, at him. All hail Elon.
That's a good one.
Tag him, you know?
Yeah.
And tag this guy. We'll see. So 15 Minutes Fam, that's all the time we have for you guys today. Tell us a little bit about your Twitter experience. Do you have a Twitter account? Would you want to create a Twitter account?
And what will be your first tweet?
Yeah, what will be your first tweet? You're welcome to let us know in the comments below, or you're welcome to write to us at ask15mins@gmail.com. And we will catch you in the next one. Ciao.
Retweet.